Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In Allah's wonderful world of nature, sometimes camels get injured and infected injuries lead to worms being formed on that injury. Hungry birds then come to remove these worms and relieve the camel from this pain. But when this happens, the camel needs to be very careful not to move an inch. Failure to do so, and the bird will just fly away and keep the camel in pain. A person with taqwa is a person who is protecting himself at all times from moving away from the path. This state is called muraqabah, to be watchful and attentive over oneself. Imagine when someone looks at me badly, I can assume that he's been talking behind my back, and as such I should do the same, or at least stop talking to him. But whilst all these thoughts come in my mind, if I'm watchful over myself, I'll avoid making the wrong steps and ignore that which was only assumption. Imagine when the end of the Islamic year happens and my 20% khums amounts to quite a lot of money, I'm quite tempted to find any excuses to avoid paying khums. But if I'm watchful over myself, I remind myself of what I believe to be true, what my principles and values are. The result of taqwa is phenomenal. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. The best of endings is for taqwa. And إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from those with taqwa. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He acquires the ability to differentiate between right and wrong. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah increases His knowledge. وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Things become easy for the person with taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. His sustenance just increases. And يَجْعَلُ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And find ways out of difficulties for him. And the list just carries on. But I think this suffices for us to be really motivated to ensure we pay attention to all our wajibat and avoid all that which is haram.